This is Eve and Matilda with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, a man has been charged over the alleged assault on a plane after a bathroom bid. A Queensland man has been charged after allegedly assaulting a crew member on a plane at Perth Airport. The 59-year-old is alleged to have refused a crew member's instructions to take his seat as the flight to Brisbane was preparing to take off. He then allegedly pushed the crew member, with the incident being reported to the flight captain, who requested the removal of the man from the flight. He has been charged with one count of assaulting a crew member.
A Townsville man forces $1.7 million from a woman he once had an affair with. The North Queensland court has been told that the man, aged in his 40s, blackmailed his lover, which made her life a living hell. He admitted to coercing the woman into paying him for over more than a decade by threatening to tell her husband about their past affair. In Judge Linham's sentencing remarks, he said that the man had forced the woman to pay $1.7 million in more than 1,000 transactions from 2013 until his arrest in 2023. In national news, dental habits of Australian families laid bare, with survey showing 1 in 5 kids foregoing twice daily brushing. A survey of 25,000 parents conducting by the Australian Dental Association has highlighted the dental habits of children. While 68% of children brush twice a day, the survey revealed more than 3/4 fail to floss themselves or have adults do it for them. The ADA is calling for parents to book their children into the dentist before the age of 1 or when their first tooth erupts.
Video sharing site YouTube has been added to the federal government's list of social media being banned for kids under 16 years old. Regulations on how the ban will operate are set to be presented to Parliament today, with mounting concerns for kids finding ways around the restrictions. Google has threatened legal action against the government if they plan to scrap previously flagged exemptions for YouTube for educational use. In international news, at least 25 people have been killed in Ukraine as officials say Russian airstrikes targeted a prison and a hospital yesterday. Later yesterday afternoon, Donald Trump locked in August 8th as a deadline for Russia to agree to a ceasefire or else face sanctions. Zelensky has said that Russia must stop the killings and make peace via the US sanctions. Ukraine's Human Rights Commissioner has also commented on the gross violation of humanitarian law within the prison airstrike, saying that people in detention did not lose their right to life and protection.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Sick of carrying a boombox everywhere you go?